Already, showtime. Call the meeting order. The attendance, we have all in attendance. Myself, Mary Worrell, Greg Lopez, Tom Gregorius. Also, there is a, like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the November 4th, 2015 meeting.
I'm over.
Ready? Any additions? Everybody's fine with it? All those in favor? All righty, and we have, we don't have any, so since the president's here, did you wish to talk on anything?
Well, we have a large agenda, and John's going to cover most of it. We have some mics. We want to bring to your attention because we really want to hope that you support our capital projects. But we'll go through each one and answer any questions on it, but there's really critical issues that are on the campus and the county and sex, they have already approved them. So they'll come to your vote. I believe it might be tomorrow. But we want to just say that, you know, 100% this is something that we really want to support. And if there's any questions, we'll certainly be glad to answer those. It's critical to our
Did we have them last month?
We had the capital program when you approved it back in the summer that we submitted to the county that totaled the $6 million.
Right, right.
And it's about to be approved tomorrow night, I believe, as we submitted it with very few modifications. So our next step is to establish the project and get the cash moving. So we're going to go through that.
Well, I'm surprised that that wouldn't be here. I mean, normally that would come before us.
It will, but right now it hasn't gone through our board yet because they don't meet till next Tuesday.
Okay.
So you're going to get a copy of what we went over their committee with.
Is it the capital project plans are going to be voted on tomorrow night?
Right.
And so are they in there?
They're in there. Yeah.
Well, then it'll just be either voted up or down and change it.
Right. And we get the feeling that they're going to go through the way we put them in.
Okay.
But the next step is to our board request the establishment of the project, and the legislature establishes the project, and then they'll fund it. So we're getting ready for the next step because we want it to happen in January, mainly because some of these are very time-critical projects, the leach field, things that have to get done right away. And the county has agreed, we had a meeting with them last week, to allow us to share with you, even though you might be a little different membership in January, so you know that you in January we're asking you to establish the projects that were in the program.
Is it time sensitive? In terms of January beginning and
some of them are very time sensitive. One, the Pfeiffer Center has grants tied into it that we have to extend by a certain date.
But in terms of January itself, is the whole month good, or is early necessary, or
we need it when you have your legislative meeting in January.
Okay.
Those projects have to be established at that meeting.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll actually walk you through them since we're
You might as well because, yeah. Well, I know, well, Lord permitting, we know three of us will be on the legislature next year, and Don's retired, so
right.
He said he had enough.
Well, I think I'd like to start off first with the Kelder Center. We've been talking about that for, I guess, years. The contract with Nichols Construction has been approved by the legislature and everyone back in March, and they're actually going to start work next week or so. We have a startup meeting tomorrow with the contractor. So the Kelder Center is going to be finally complete, we hope, by March.
So they are here. We do have them in front of us.
Yes. You have what was in the capital program.
Right.
And it starts off in your packet with the water line for $3.3 million. The next one is going to be the pedestrian bridge for Vandalin. Now, that we want to replace in May, but in order to replace in May, we have to do the design and put it out to bid before May. So that's why we need it in January. The leach field, which could have been done years ago, it's been out of service for about 3 years, and we have no backup system. the gym wall, which is the outer wall separating from the structural wall, and right now it affects one of the children's ends of the playground. It's roped off because we don't want them playing in it with the problems with the wall, so we want to move that along as quick as possible. And then we go into the furniture with the Kingston Center. We didn't have enough money in the budget to get new furniture and stuff for that. So this is for the Kingston Center and around the campus, upgrading some of the furniture. And I think the president sat in one of these chairs the other day. It broke. So these chairs might be on the list for that project, too.
Yeah, be careful.
And then we are going to the Piper Center, which is at the back of the packet. Now, the Piper Center and the water line both have to be amended. In the capital program that you put through, the Piper Center was in for $300,000 because the rest of the money was coming from grants. So you see a resolution attached here that our board passed last month for the whole Piper project. It's $1.4 million, and where all the money is coming from, it's outlined on the project page. That we're going to have to at some time amend with the legislature to connect the $300 and the $1.4 million, merge the two. So that will be an adjustment that's going to take place probably by January. The county, we met with them the other day, they agreed. They're all set to amend it. They didn't want to amend it before you passed it, but the $300,000 that's in the capital plan will be applied.
Okay, can I ask you what that $1.4 million is? This one's on
the last page. On the back of the last page. Right down there?
Got it. Okay.
And all the funding sources are
here. Okay.
The other one is the water line. We have in your capital program $3 million, and that is going to be the construction phase of it. The design phase was approved in 2009 and is already in, so we have to merge those two. The $3 million that's in Europe is for the construction. The other part that was passed in 2009 was for the design. So both of those are going to be amended at some time, but only on the recommendation of the county that lines up with their budget. So we're moving quickly in January. The water line and the Piper Center will both have some amendment to the total, but they won't go over.
Is the water line, is this coming from High Falls?
Yeah, that's the thing that we've been waiting forever.
And we were all set to do the easement last month when the county attorney said, you don't have funding for the easement. So we held off until this went through. But we then found out there was an older resolution that we had to research. So we need a little more homework. By the 15th, when our board votes on it, both of those will be numbers will be finalized and in agreement with the county.
Okay, and you'll be in agreement with the county budget office and attorney and all that.
Right. Well, we've been meeting with them and county purchasing, too, because they're the ones who actually busy.
Right.
But even that one for the Kelvin Center, the county awarded the bid back in March.
Okay. But
they bid it and they awarded the bid. So it's a synchronization of the capital program, the budget office, purchasing.
So it sounds like you're having fun doing this.
I excel at capital. If I was here, you'd have a lot more.
You just got to be willing to bond them.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. And now, with the furniture, let me just ask you something about the furniture, because I'm sure there's going to be questions on that in finance.
Well, we moved into a whole new building. And some of the stuff that we moved over is substandard. The tables in the computer labs are old classroom tables. We need the real computer tech. We're making do without it. But we put that in at a suggestion of the county to outfit the new center with some new furniture. So they're partners on that. They're really strongly in favor of it.
Okay. And then now this And this $300,000 goes strictly for that building, or is it?
No, it says on it that's for various campus furniture. We can use it. And I have a library with broken chairs. I have two classrooms with technology with broken furniture. I have a list of things that we could order tomorrow if we had the okay.
Did you get the chairs that were donated to you?
Yes. And that saved us a lot of money at the Kingston Center. We took several hundred chairs and we moved all the old ones out and moved in. They were from the Income Tax Processing Center. I guess Bank America.
Bank America.
Are there other means of reaching out to people who may be willing to donate stuff as well?
We seem to be pretty well connected to the company that distributes that stuff, so we keep getting calls from them.
Okay.
And we actually had one last month, but the furniture was already worn, so we didn't take it. Even the ones from the bank, we walked through and picked what we thought we could use, and the rest they distributed some other way.
However you came up with $300,000, whatever that was, my instinct tells me that there ought to be something in writing so that when somebody asks, well, how did we come to $300,000, they don't look at each other around the room.
Well, if we could come up with the total, then...
Well, how did you get to $300,000? It's not yes or no, but how did you get there? What is it?
We took the numbers of tables and chairs we had to buy. We can work that number.
Because somebody's going to ask that in the Ways and Means.
Absolutely. We'll make a list for that.
And there was a furniture plan that was part of the feasibility study and the architect study for the Kingston Center.
Right.
So we were able to take that furniture plan, remove the chairs, and...
Fine, it's just because the question will come up.
I got you. So this is the original plan minus the chairs that you were able to use. Is that what you're telling me?
Fine.
Correct.
So then that's the answer. But I don't want anybody holding it up unnecessarily. So if you have as many answers as there could be questions, then we can move forward.
But I think that's the key point, which you just pointed out. It was already in the capital project to replace all that furniture, but so it's basically the same thing minus the chairs that you already got. It would have been higher.
Well, that could be your answer. You know.
All right.
Also, when we moved in the college facilities, I would love to recover some of that because we're not. Could be possible. We don't know. But in order to operate it, we had to put the lounge, all the entranceway furniture is new.
$30,000.
They're not going to do that before we open it.
So tomorrow they're just voting on
the capital projects.
Yeah, and it's in your capital program for $300,000.
But this isn't it, though, is it?
I thought they were saying that wasn't the capital program.
It is.
Yeah, but this is all going to be amended by January, you said, or something like that.
No. We're not amending that. We're only amending the pipeline and the FIFA Center.
Okay.
All the rest of them coming right out of your program pages.
Okay.
The 300 is right out of your program page. We gave a backup.
So if it's not amended tomorrow night, and it's voting on and it passes, it's done.
It's done. Right. And there's no question on the furniture. No one's had a concern. The county's on board with it.
You never know when you get into these meetings. I'd rather have a bunch of stuff and not use it rather than have something that's missing and can't move.
All right, so I guess I entertain a motion to accept this capital plan to send to the Ways and Means.
Well, you already accepted it.
It's in the capital.
The January meeting, you're going to actually move the resolutions.
Okay, you don't think we need to do anything on.
Right. For now, just information, because, Wednesday and next Tuesday, when our board votes on it, we might have the real numbers for the 5%. Right? There might be little amendments. So wait till our board passes it next week, and then you're going to get it in January. But we're giving you a month's notice because you've got a real short term.
We meet again the following Tuesday, right? We meet on the 15th, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, legislature meets the following Tuesday. That's the regular monthly meeting. Tomorrow's meeting is the meeting for the budget.
Right, and the caucus meeting prior.
Yes.
So the following week is our regular meeting. Although we will do the budget and the
Capital projects. I think tomorrow night.
Right. But all this stuff you'll be acting on in January. This is just a heads up that it's coming, and the reason it's coming is some of them are critical, time critical, and health safety critical.
All righty, very good. Thank you.
We also had a little finance backup. There's two pages that we gave to our board committee this morning. First one is enrollment, and that's the one that has comparison to last year. And in the left-hand corner, it shows you that we are down about 5.7 from last year and about 2.2 from our budget on our fall enrollment. And the next page with revenue and expenses gives you what that turns out to be in our budget. And we're showing that our revenues are down and we're reducing our expenses. One way is that we've got a freeze on all equipment purchases until we see how we're making it through the year. The other way is we're analyzing the part-time and overload lines of the budget, because with enrollment down, we didn't use as many adjunct faculty, etc. So we're netting them out. But as of today, you can see the shortfall between revenue and expenses around $300,000 for 73. So we keep the board updated every month, and I just wanted you to know that that's the November total that went to the board committee this morning. Just for your information.
All righty. Very good. Thank you. Anybody have any questions? All righty. Now we'll move right along. We have the SUNY update, so we have some resolutions. We have four resolutions that we need to deal with tonight. The first one is approving execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county by Cornell Cooperative Extension. Alrighty, anybody? Alrighty, so on the issue, you want to fill us in?
This is with the Department of Public Works. Trying to figure out which one this is. I'm thinking that this is the Shokan Basin.
I think this is, yeah. It's the Ashokan Watershed Stream Management System.
Right.
That wasn't the one that you brought up, right?
No, the one that I brought up that we had asked for the $50,000 for was for updating the Ag Farmland Protection Plan, which is still under discussion and whatever. I think we're probably going to get to it at some point. We just had some discussions with the Farm Bureau folks so that they understand the reason for it and whatever. And again, that's a county project and whatever, which we can do, but it doesn't really hinge on anything. You know, we haven't got a whole lot of stuff hinging on it and whatever. We certainly could do it. We did the last one, and I think it would make us eligible for a lot more economic development money for agriculture. So that was different. This one is for projects and programs that we're working with in the Ashokan Basin. That's the watershed in the northern part of the county. And we have a contract with the county or through the county that we hire a planner, environmental planner, who actually works at Ashokan Basin and at the Ashokan office in Shokan and also in Kingston under the auspices of the Department of Environment.
We're talking about 465. The one that this is about the resolution. And the thing is, talking about the Bushkill Watson Hollow Slope Stabilization Project.
Okay, so this is a project. The DEP has given us $2 million over the past couple of years to be used for projects for bank stabilization, clean water, and whatever. So this must be a county project that they're doing, and so they applied for that. It goes through Cornell Cooperative Extension. We hold the money for them. We write the contracts under their auspices. And this is for a specific project.
This is sort of all their little thing to try not to add the filtration.
Mm-hmm.
is basically what it is. So they do, we make out on it in a sense because we get certain things stabilized and so on and so forth.
Well, the money is used for projects in the watershed. DEP's interest is in clean water. And so any projects that we come up with, they vet them out. Their engineers have the final say. They have the final say on these things. But we handle the process. We host a committee that evaluates all of the projects and recommends what goes on and what's not. And this is one of those projects. We work with a lot of the towns. They've done a lot of projects in Shandaken. Woodstock has done a couple. Landowners can also, some of the money is set aside just for landowners, for them to work on projects as well. This particular one, I don't know. But at the next meeting, I will bring Leslie with me, who knows all the details. working with DEP on this has been really interesting because the rules and regs that come out of New York City are, I don't want to say they're onerous, but they are, they're difficult. And we're spending most of our time working with these projects. I mean, we're in this for education, but we're also monitoring these projects and setting up the committees to make sure that they're done right and whatever, and chasing down all of the contractors to make sure that they have all of their insurances in place and that their subcontractors have their insurances in place and the subs of the subcontractors have their insurance. As a matter of fact, it's gotten so stringent that we are going to hire a part-time on-call, like a paralegal position, for someone to actually go through those contracts and find. Because if the insurance things lapse by a day, they shut down projects. So our job is to make sure that it keeps going, and we're the interface between the towns and the county and DEP. So we're trying to make sure that all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted so that these projects can get done in a timely fashion. But they're pretty involved, and they're pretty technical, and it's beyond me. But I will bring, our program reader who's working in this project, Leslie, to our next meeting, and she can fill you in and give you more information about it. It's really pretty fascinating, and it's bringing a lot of money to the Catskills for stream improvement.
Yeah, well, this particular one is spending, $63,000, but it's grant money.
Grant money.
All right,
it's a project the county wants, that the county wants to do. It's going to help with road stabilization or stream bed stabilization or whatever. And they can access the dollars from DEP, which is nice to get the project done.
So we've already moved it and seconded. Any more discussion on it? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Having none?
I'd just like to say something about Cornell Cooperative. We just had the yearly board meeting, and it was really impressive. That was very impressive.
It was very important.
Yeah, it was really.
The annual meeting itself, it's an annual meeting, but we did elect five new board members, which was good. But the speaker is from Copper Sea Distilling, which is a distillery which is committed to using only regionally grown, Ulster County grown, grains, and distilling them in an age-old process. So that this young man has done incredible work on old processes. I guess everybody had a still and processed grain for spirits back at the time of the Revolutionary War. And as a matter of fact, the reason why the British came to Kingston and burned everything around it was not so much, they weren't so much interested in the city, although that was, they got that too, but it was to burn the fields because the grain was supplying the Continental Army, and this was considered a breadbasket. And the grains that were grown then are not grown now, but now we're coming back to that. It was much easier to grow all those grains as we moved west in the Midwest. Our land was, smaller and
right. And the whiskey was used for money.
Yeah.
When they distilled it, they were able to, that's one of the reasons why they distilled it. They could come in the right. Middle of the winter with a jug of whiskey and, now I need a bunch of supplies.
But he has a whole bunch of information on the historical aspect in Ulster County and what was done and where he's at. And he did drunk corn whiskey with him, which was interesting.
You probably remember the Whiskey Rebellion. Remember you? Yeah. And that's where they talked about
and
whiskey.
We have quite a few distillers. He knows all the distillers, and so they've kind of worked together on different products and stuff. And so now we have a lot of folks that are doing brandies, you know, from local fruits and things like that and whatever. So it was
impressive how well thought out. Like he even got special pigs to give the mash to, that which would be garbage.
Right, and so when they're done with the grains, after they use that, you have to get rid of what's left. And what they used to do was they fed them the hogs. Well, the hogs that we have now, commercial hogs, don't grow on this grain. So he found some historical breeds, and they do really well on it. And he threw a modern-day hog in there to see how the modern-day hog would do, and it did not do well. But the other hogs did, but they're a little harder to find because they're not common. So he said he had, what, 10 or 15.
Yeah.
So
the restaurant is serving the meat right now.
Right. Yeah. And he sells the meat to local restaurants. So it was really kind of a neat,
yeah.
I think it was one of our better, you know, topics.
Oh, yeah, that really, yeah. It was really interesting. Because now they're moving from West Park to, they've bought 75 acres in Newport.
It's so interesting. Really, yeah. There's a big movement throughout the country with that kind of stuff.
Yes.
In fact,
particularly here in the Hudson Valley and in Ulster County. So
anyway, I got a
brewery popping up all over the place.
Yeah, I got a little pin that says Vote Whiskey. I got it in Chattanooga where they were dry. They weren't allowed to distill any whiskey right in the city of Chattanooga. And then they actually created a movement. And they finally convinced their legislature to approve that. Now they have the Chattanooga distillery there.
Wherever the Jim Beam distillery is, Tennessee, Kentucky, that's a dry county.
Yeah.
They distill it, they can't sell it.
But Jack Daniels is.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah, Jack Daniels is a dry county.
And he's so committed to keeping it New York State that he's doing some of the barrels with the white oak from New York State instead of importing.
Yeah,
so it's really, it's a really well thought out. It was very impressive.
Yes, we're hoping he can make enough money at it so that, you know, he can keep going. The other guys that are in the distillery are using, you know, grains from other areas and whatever.
He did that,
It's the same with our wineries. You know, I don't think we can grow enough grapes here to really supply all of them. So they're bringing grapes from Finger Lakes and other places in New York State. We knew of this gentleman because of the work that they're doing, the research work that they're doing on growing grains at the new farm pump, John Gibbs' old farm. So they're doing all kinds of experimental grains. He is as well. He has some corn varieties, some that did well, some that didn't, or whatever. And then they determine, you know, what they're going to grow from that and whatever. And we're very much involved with that, along with Cornell University on the research trials. He's all organic, yeah. And I now know what malting means.
Yeah,
it's sprouting the grain, and he does it on the floor, and it really was fascinating. It's really interesting to see how. Well, you kind of wonder how it all came about. Like, how did they ever figure that out in the first place? But it really was fascinating. So we're hoping to do more of that. We're thinking about doing a fundraising dinner. In the spring, we usually do one in the fall, but instead we're going to do it in the spring at Stoutridge Winery. It'll be the same kind of program, I think, but it might be more wines. Although he's interested in distilling as well, so we'll marry that to, you know, either the local things or whatever. And everybody will get to taste what we grow, which will be really neat. Yeah, really good.
All righty, we have 3 members to be approved to the youth board. One is we could probably move them all at the same time. They're moved. It's Teresa B. Briggs of Kingston, New York. Ruth Zicardo. You know Ruth Zicardo of Sotheby's? Well, Amber Storm, I think, is like maybe 17 or something, because they're supposed to be 17.
Okay.
You know, so she's very young, I believe. But, they, you know, they're supposed to have some members that are between 16 and 21. So The other two, one I think when I read through,
do you know who moved them forward?
Yeah, this is a the degrees are a retarded translation. Yeah, she taught K through 8 in Buffalo, New York. That was the last. Then she looks like, and then she was a music teacher in Marlboro. That was the last job. Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's the Ruth Sicardo is that's a college student. He's going for an advanced regents diploma. Oh, and the other one is also she's in college her first year in Ulster.
In an effort to move it along, fine, I'll be okay with it, but I think for the future, when it comes, that we're going to have something, who's moving it forward. And,
yeah, well, the way they did put it, it's in the, they did put the resumes on there, so.
Maybe it's on yours, but.
It's only, you know what it is, it's only on the one.
Oh, okay, so
it's attached to the one.
Well,
okay. The 467 was attached to Teresa Briggs. They put hers and the other two on that. So it's, you know, I remember reading them, and I knew, one wife. I remember one was a teacher and so on.
You're okay with it?
Yep. Yeah, I've got two of them. They look fine. All right, so all those in favor? Opposed? None? Ready. Any other old business we need to take up? I don't know, you don't know what's happening in the next semester, shall we say? We're unsure. Everything's still sort of up in the air. So we'll find out when that happens. I don't know about the rest, but I will, regardless of what happens, I would hope to be on this committee again. I mean, I've been on it for a very long time. And the only time I wasn't on it was when I was the chairman. Otherwise, I was on the committee. But it was because I was in, right? But other than that, I typically have been on this committee. So I'm hoping that I would continue on it. I'm sure you guys are probably in, you guys like the committee too. It's one of the better committees to serve on.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah. The number of them, and that's the one that I support.
I was on the environmental committee the first time when I was in, and at that time they rarely, it was actually, they did talk a lot about environmental stuff, but it was like, the count of the, how often the deer crapped in the woods, and I mean, and they really went into a lot of these type of things. There was a lot of hunting at that time. They talked about a lot of hunting items.
Well, it's your management unit of work with the EEC.
Yep.
So this is interesting because depending upon who the chair is, it's
totally,
it's just totally different. It's just totally,
The guy had to be something that's, effective. There could be 3 hours of redundancy. And that's why I've seen both sides of it.
So. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Thanks, I want to thank everybody here for my time here. I really enjoyed it. It's good stuff.
And
what we do here is important stuff because we're really close to the people that receive what we do. They tell us and we question, and it's like there's like a one-on-one as opposed to just things that you hear and see.
More intimate committee.
Well, you know, and of course, you know, I've served with Don for quite some time. Don, you're definitely going to be missed. I mean, you've been an advocate for everything that's on this committee. And because of you, we've often gotten a lot more money for the arts. So you were very effective in pushing that agenda, and so you'll be greatly missed.
On behalf of all of the groups and committees that report to this committee, they're not all here tonight or whatever, but I am sure that they would want me to pass along our thanks for your support. We were always pleased. I know I was always pleased when I came to sit down at the meetings and that you were here each time that things changed over and whatever. And thank you so much for your support and understanding of how these groups make this a better place.
Okay. And you're right. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Dave for a moment. He put in some more money, and not all of it got through Ways and Means, but half of it got through Ways and Means. So it's through his efforts, whatever came through the preliminary budget, he added to that, which will be many times over will be a benefit for the county. So thanks for that.
Well, no, and I didn't even think about the aspect for you guys, because you guys, you don't know who's going to be here, and if you had some people that aren't so receptive, it could be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I enjoy this committee for that, the very reason that we do a lot of positive stuff without, and we have some controversy once in a while. We might slightly disagree, but we seem to be basically always on the same page, which is nuts. And the people that we do this stuff for are greatly appreciative. I mean, when I went to the arts thing, we went there, they were, next time they have that, whether you're on this committee or not, you should maybe get a chance if you go to that. It was very nice. They were, they were ecstatic. They talked about, the different programs, and we learned about the programs, and they were, they're very glad that we're supportive. Because we have become actually more supportive of those items than, like, Dutchess County now. Before, they used to, be the place to be. No, not anymore. Ulster's the place to be. All righty, well, I'm entertaining a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And we'll close this meeting and good job.
Fair fellow, our colleagues. Yes, very good. I think